Hello, VI Talk. This is Enos on, what is it now? Oh yeah, the 11th of April. It's already past midnight. Obviously, don't want to go to bed. I just posted it to another channel, but I was kind of thinking, someone had started a topic about voting on the Facebook group. I'm hoping you are listening to this. So I thought I would do this via audio because I'm really preferring to chatter than to write. While one of the issues the lady who addressed the issue, one of the subjects or the questions she had was answered quite well, but at the same time the other question I think was how accessible is the voting system, or how blind people vote, or something like that. I don't think it's been really covered, so I wanted to chase that up. Just to put it into context, I obviously am from Germany, and I've been living here 6 years, and I just registered to vote at the beginning of this year, because having not really been interested in politics until now, I kind of thought, well, really, if you want to see change in the country, yes, it is easy to say they're all fibbing, they're all, you know, big talkers, but don't really do anything. But at the end of the day, if we all think like that, we'll never see change. So the way I see it now is, it's key to vote. And as my friend pointed out today, you should really vote if you're a girl, because there's many women who've been, you know, fighting hard to get women to be allowed to vote. It's actually quite a good point. Right, having said that, if you can explain how this, I mean, it might be different in different constituencies, but just wondering how it works, how visually impaired people can vote, as I haven't done it before, and I haven't done it in Germany either. The last time I did it, my family voted for me, which, quite frankly, I disagree with, because they decided to change my vote, so never again. Thanks, Mum. But, you know, never mind that, that's been like 10 years ago. Let's forget about it. Now I just wanted to know, how does it work? How does it work with blind people? The other thing I wanted to point out, I'm sure some of you may already know about this. A friend sent me a link today, and if you do follow me on Facebook, you can go to my timeline, and a friend called Flick put the link to it on my timeline. But if you're not, I haven't got the link. But if you just Google vote for policies, you hopefully will get to a survey which will take you through, first of all, a number of issues, and you can choose which issues are important to you, and then it tells you, without telling you which party it is, it tells you the policies for each subject that's important to you. You then create a shortlist of policies you would consider, and you then, at the end of every subject, you then choose the one that you agree with the most or speaks to you the most. At the end of that, you then get a result, and you are told which party you agree with the most on the whole, which will then give you a bit more informed choice who you want to vote for, which is very, very important. For me, that was really important, actually, because until I took that survey, I was literally absolutely confuddled as to who to vote for. And I wanted to be informed, but I thought, crikey, how do I get informed in an easy way? And this survey certainly gave me it gave me a way of being informed, but it also gave me a way of just, you know, helping me along as to, well, look, this is what you agree with. This is the party you agree with most. The website itself also I found very accessible indeed. There was no issue at all. It was very clearly labelled. It was, there was a graph with the percentages of the extent you agreed with in every party, but it will then break it down underneath. So I certainly found it very helpful, very accessible, and very informative. So it also tells you what your constituency, thinks from the surveys. So basically, if you know plenty of people in your constituency took the survey, it can tell you which party they agree with the most, and it's really interesting. And it even breaks it down, issue by issue or subject by subject, which party they agree with the most. So I'd really recommend, if you just Google vote for policies, the survey does take a while, depending on how many issues or depending on how many subjects were important to you, it does take a while because you read through all the policies and stuff. But I think it's worth it if you do want to make an informed choice. Right, I'm really sorry that this has become a bit of a ramble, but I'd love to hear from you guys. Apologies if you hear this message twice. I have put it on another channel simply because I don't know if there are people following one channel that don't follow the other channel, so I kind of wanted to make the most of it. But if you do know how the voting works for visually impaired people, usually, please do send me a DM or put it on here. I'll be watching this channel very closely because I think voting is quite key. And with me being a bit more bold than I used to be and stepping out more and actually, you know, giving my views more, I feel it's just time to, you know, to, as it were, have your voices heard, to be honest. And, you know, I used to really take the view that doesn't really make a difference and they all talk, you know, talk big but don't really do anything. And while this is sadly true to an extent, I don't know if we all think like that, where's the democracy in that? And I think the more people show that they are interested in wanting the change, politicians might be a bit more under pressure to actually get their backsides into gear. Maybe that's me being too optimistic, but I still think it's important for us to speak out. Anyway, before I ramble even more, I hope you're having a nice, well, night, day, if you listen to it on the Saturday. And I'd love to hear from you, and I'll speak to you soon.